Let's take another telephone call. It means we'll go to sports 2 minutes late, which would be on schedule for us today. Let's take another telephone call. You've all been so patient. As a matter of fact, this caller has waited 42 minutes to go on. Paul in East Granby, you're finally on the air.
Hello, Arnold and Glenn.
Hi, yes. Nice to have you, Paul.
I remember Bob Steele. I was 10 years old when he first came on the air on October 36th. And he followed a program called Ben, The Morning Watch with Ben Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, right.
Yeah, and I followed Bob Steele all these years, and I'm 76 now, and I've rarely missed a program of his. I thought he was just great. And I met him one time in Tallinn, Connecticut. It had something to do with a lottery with WTIC, I believe, and he appeared there, and I met him the one and only time.
Oh, what year was that again?
When they had the lottery?
Yeah, when you met him.
Oh, it must have been 15 years or 20 years ago.
Yeah, I think Bill Hennessy, who was another broadcaster back in the old days here at WTIC, set that up for Bob, yes.
Yeah. I met him there. He said, he complained about his shoes. I don't know what it was. There's something wrong with his shoes that day.
He probably didn't tie them the way he had that magic formula for tying his shoes, which I never did learn, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
he must have, as the numbers work out, he must have been 25 years old when he came on the air.
That could very well be. He was born 1911.
Right.
So,
11.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Gee, I got in 7 years earlier than he did, huh? Which means I might approach the longevity records, but that will not happen, believe me.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul.
That's quite all right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, how much respect did I have for Bob Steele? If I did have any chance of approaching his longevity records, I think, unlike what Cal Ripken did, I think I'd quit the day before, because I think that's a record that he should own.
I think so, that will stand the test of time.
Oh,
he set the bar.
And all at one station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
today you can't do that.
Oh.
You could never do that today. Just
kidding?
Like in baseball,
yeah.
One player staying with one team today. It's unheard of.
Yep, yep. Bruce Kern, digress a little bit, when Bob Ellsworth announced that he was leaving WTIC, he'd been with the station about 12 years or something, and when I broke that news to the late Bruce Kern, I said, did you hear that Elsie's leaving? And he said, I always knew he was a floater. Bob had been with the station a dozen years or something. But that's what this station is like. All right, I'm right on target here. 2 minutes late going to sports. See how... We've gotten into the pattern, Scott. It's working out perfectly now.
At least Bob would admire your consistency, Arnold.
Yes, that's right. Here's Scott Gray with the sports.